You know what I've come to realize? I hate water. No, seriously. I understand it's essential to life and all, but let's face it. I only drink it because that's what Female Master fills my dish with. I'd much prefer fruit punch, or maybe tea with lemon. Hell, Zima. And if Master thinks I spend too much time with my tongue in the toilet now, have it fill up with Dr. Pepper and see if you can chase me away. Yep, water sucks, all right. I can't believe it's taken me this long to figure it out. I hate rainstorms. I hate taking baths. I piss on fire hydrants every chance I get. I hate jet skiing, hot tubbing, bidets. Hey, there's a reason Waterworld was Costner's biggest mistake this side of dating Joan London. Oh, and Niagara Falls? Well, it can suck my d***. And I haven't even mentioned the worst part. Apparently there are four things humans hate the smell of. Poop, burnt popcorn, Matthew McConaughey, and wet dog. So why even put myself in that position? Yes, sir, I hate water's guts. But hell if I don't get dragged out to the lake once a summer for a fun family outing. So here I sit on the bank, alone, trying to decide if I want to join the fun or not. Hell, I don't know whether to dive right in or, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry, cut it out. You'll scare all the fish away.
Scare all the fish away? How the hell am I gonna... Well, wait a minute. Come to think of it, if I walked up on a bass doing what I'm doing right now, I'd probably get scared too. Okay, I'll stop. But I'm saving it up for the tent later, just so you know.
Hush, Jerry.
Fine. All right, I'm getting in the water. Everyone else is doing something in the water. I'm getting in the water. Maybe. You know, perhaps I shouldn't. I mean, what if I sink? Then what? Can't be the family's lovable canine if I'm dead now, can I? No, sir. Dead dogs suck at fetch. They really do. Oh, come on, Jerry. You're not gonna sink. Look, the water's holding up Master's boat just fine. And Master and Paul are considerable fat asses. Okay, that's it. I'm going in the water. Here we go. No stopping me now. I'm pretty sure this time... Wait, did I leave the stove on back home? Maybe a curling iron? I should probably go check on that. After all, what good's a swim gonna do me if we're all heading back to a charred abode? Oh, damn it, Jerry. Quit acting like half a cat. You're on the lip of the lake. Now get in the damn water. That's it, kiddo. And a one, and a two, and a holy sh! There's already a dog in there. And paw to God, he looked just like me.
Look at Jerry, Timmy. He can't decide whether or not he wants to get in the water. Oh, come on in, Jerry. The water's fine, boy.
Yeah, easy for you to say, Timmy, as you float there, tethered to the dock, goggles, snorkel, and a wetsuit on. Hell, Timmy, you practically look like Cuba Gooding Jr. in Men of Honor.
Look, Jerry, I'm doggy paddling. See how easy it is, boy?
Doggy paddling? That's called swimming, nerdo! And it's not the same when you're wearing shark tails floaties on your arms, Poseidon.
Check me out, Jerry! I'm Aquaman! Undersea hero of the Kingdom of Atlantis, master of all sea life, and I just got water in my mouth.
Well, that settles it. I'm not going in now. I sure as hell don't want to look like that. Look at him. He's flailing around like Joe Cocker in a dunk tank. You know, why can't I be one of those lumberjack dogs they show on like ESPN9 or whatever it is? Now those f***ers are crazy. They just launch themselves into the water. No questions asked. They're like the dog versions of the guys from Jackass. Oh, I'll never forget this one time. I saw one of them, I think it was a Labrador. During the competition, he put a matchbox car in a condom, and he shoved it. Well, let's just say, the x-ray technician called animal services on his owner right away. Oh, it was hilarious. But you wonder how a dog gets that way.
Hey, Jerry, look at me now, boy. I'm like Tarzan the Ape Man, navigating the treacherous waters of the Nile. Hey, stop slashing me, Jerry. Of course, I'm not the Christopher Lambert Tarzan in Greystoke, but more like the cerebral Ron Healy television version. Yes, sir. smokes cigars and possess a bachelor's degree, I can wrestle crocodiles into submission. Seriously, cut it out. I don't want to be splashed. Anyhoozy, the sea creatures who dwell in the Nile are like none other on Earth, Gary. They will eat a man's flesh as quickly as they'll... Okay, I'm out of here. I told you I didn't want to play that, Gary.
Whoopsie. Think I pissed the old nerd off.
Hey, hey, looky there. I got a bite. Oh, don't stand up in the boat, Walter. Whoa! Walter!
Master! Oh, I hope you aren't wearing the pants with my treats in the pocket. Wait right there, Master. I'm coming.
Cannonball! God, this sucks. God, this sucks. God, this sucks.
Coming, Master! You hang in there, buddy! Kind of swimming or, doggy paddling, I think you call it.
Man, I'm just sort of heroic right now. I wish Princess could see me. I'd probably get swallowed a tadpole, I think. Like I was saying, I'd probably get laid for sure. Man, I just thought of something. I hope I don't have to administer CPR. Hey, I have to. Doesn't make me gay, right?
Be right there, Master. If you promise to keep your tongue in, that is.
Gary, where are you going?
Huh?
I thought you were jumping in to save me, boy, but you swam right past me. You must have thought I was going for a swim. Well, Paul pulled me up. Almost immediately, boy. You stupid mutt.
Oh, you're s***ing me.
Old Jerry wasn't sure about the water at first, but look at him now, Paul. He's swimming up a storm.
Yeah. I guess I am. That's pretty cool. Well, while I'm in here, I've kind of always wanted to do this.
Marco!
Yes, sir.
Marco! I have no idea what to do next, but Marco?
15 minutes later.
Well, Paul, we've caught 3 fish and a dog out there on the lake today. I think we've had enough.
Yes, sir. I'd say that's a pretty good outing. Only now, we got to smell wet dog the rest of the night.
F*** you, Paul. I'm sitting right here, you know.
Did you see any catfish while you were swimming in there, Jerry?
I said, F*** you, Paul.
Well, if you ask me, Jerry, you turned out to be one heck of a swimmer.
Yeah, I was pretty good, wasn't I? Might join the Y when we get back home. You know, take it up as a hobby. I heard it's great exercise. Yes, sir, I could use the new hobby these days. The only thing I seem to be doing with my free time lately is, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?